Tom Ceratori joining us right now outside the Beaver bench. Tom, that was 125 minutes of hold your breath. Fantastic hockey.
Oh, it was a war. It was. It was great. It was so competitive. It was. The guys are battling, both teams. There was no easy ice. I mean, they're a good hockey team. We're a good hockey team, and they got the last bounce. That's again. That's been this series, and they got the last bounce. So. But it was I just thought it was a fun two nights. Really fun. It was just entertaining tonight, boy.
Well, you play 100 and more than 120 minutes thanks to last night's game, but against the number one team in the country, and they get their first lead 8 minutes to go in the Saturday night game. You got to be pretty pleased with how your defense has been playing.
Oh, absolutely. And we had our chances too. We had some chances, and you know, the power play let us down a little bit. We needed to convert, but I also think it was a huge 5 minute kill for us too in the first period. Second period was tough on us. We just couldn't get, we never could get into a rhythm. We couldn't get our, you know, with our bench short, and we never could get into a rhythm with lines. And the biggest problem was is that we couldn't get line changes, and we'd have one guy out there for an extended period. So obviously, again, it really affected our next line change, and we were really tired in the second. I thought we were really tired in the second, but we weathered it as well.
You looked like an NHL team who completely threw away the line chart once the game started, but like you said, you had to with Phil gone and extended shifts and everything. And what's that do to chemistry of a line midway through a season when you're like that?
It didn't matter. This was just about will tonight, Schultze. This wasn't about systems. It wasn't about chemistry. This was just one of those games that, again, it was two teams like. Coach Peters always said two freight trains on a track, you know what I mean? And that's what it was, and that was a big win for them. They've been snake bit, obviously, as of late against this, and you could sense when they won the game afterwards, too. Yeah. It was a sense of relief for them.
Well, who initiated the giant hug, you or Sandy?
Oh, gosh. Well, you know what? Sandy and I are such good friends, and we have so much respect for each other. We grew up together. We played against each other. We're the same age. We've known each other since we've been 10 years old, 11 years old, up on the range, and I have the utmost respect for their program, for Scott Sandlin, and they do as, you know, for us. So, again, it was just great. Hey, great effort for those guys.
They made it really difficult for you to get shots through. That experienced defensive core of theirs always seemed to know where the puck might have been going in the passing lane or the shooting lane. Some of your best opportunities never made it onto Miska.
No, we need to make end wall plays. We talked about that halfway through the second. It's just like put everything off the end wall. We got to get pucks behind them, and we just didn't. But we had to put pucks off the end wall. And we just neglected to do that, guys.
Everybody getting out of town tonight or tomorrow?
Yeah, I don't know. You know what? Some will leave tomorrow. Some will leave tonight. So, we've had these guys. I'm proud of them. 22 games, no bye. It's a grind. We got guys beat up right now, and I mean, we had guys. Again, we had a short bench, and we had some guys beat up, taking some shots, knees. I mean, we had some guys play with a lot of pain tonight too.
You know, let them heal up and enjoy Christmas, and you as well, Tom, and we'll see you after the break.
Happy holidays, guys. Talk to you.
Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers, here on the Paul Bonney Communications postgame show tonight.